Nicholas von Amsdorf was the only nobleman in Luther's inner circle, yet few people today have ever heard of him. Learn more about one of the first evangelical bishops in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Nicholas von Amsdorf, champion of Martin Luther's Reformation. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Nicholas von Amsdorf. It may well be the most well-known piece of English language music in the Western world, the Alleluia Chorus from Handel's Messiah. People recognize it immediately. It has some history there to it. It's probably all many people know of Handel's Messiah. But there's a reason for those hallelujahs in that chorus, and the reason for those hallelujahs is, in fact, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we are praising God in that way. That's why Handel is instructing us to praise God in that way. Christ is risen. He lives. He will return in judgment and raise us from the dead. That's why we stand and sing hallelujah. So, what do we know about the resurrection? How is the resurrection proclaimed and taught in this famous piece of music by Handel? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Easter Tuesday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin today's show discussing the resurrection, Handel's Messiah, with Dr. Joseph Hurl. Then we'll study the Easter hymn, He's Risen, with Pastor Will Whedon. Dr. Joseph Hurl is professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Hurl, welcome back.
Thank you so very much, Todd.
Reintroduce us briefly, if you would, to George Friedrich Handel, and if you would, the occasion for his famous Messiah. A little background on that.
Oh, sure. Well, Handel did not grow up planning to be a composer. In fact, he went to university to study law, but at some point he decided to leave that. Maybe he figured that being a lawyer didn't pay enough or something. I don't know. But he decided to go into music instead. So he moved to the North German city of Hamburg and began writing operas. While there, he made friends with a German composer named Johann Mattheson, who was from Hamburg. And at one point, during the performance of an opera by Mattheson, Handel refused to give up his place at the harpsichord to Mattheson, and one of them challenged the other to a duel. And so they fought that, and Handel survived only because Mattheson's sword broke on a coat button. But after that, the two of them became better friends than before. Eventually, Handel found his way to the city of Hanover, where he was in the employ of the Prince Elector Georg. But in the meantime, while he was in Hanover, he was making trips to England. In 1712, he made his second trip to England, where he spent his time writing operas. He liked it so well that he decided to stay, and in 1721, Parliament made him a British citizen. But, you know, by the 1730s, there was more competition in the opera writing business, and in any case, the public seemed to be tiring of traditional opera, and so Handel turned to writing oratorios. Oratorios were a lot like operas, but they had religious plots, and they were performed in concert rather than staged with costumes and scenery. Would you like to know what some of Handel's oratorios were about?
Certainly.
They were generally based on Old Testament dramatic stories. You know, Esther, Deborah, Israel, and Egypt. Messiah was different. It had a New Testament theme, and it wasn't a drama, but it rather set to music a series of loosely connected Bible passages about the Messiah. The librettist who put together the texts was Charles Jennens. He was a wealthy supporter of Handel, and Handel wrote the music for Messiah in just over 3 weeks. And it premiered, of all places, in Dublin in 1742 at a concert whose proceeds went to three charities, two hospitals and debt relief for prisoners. Today, we'll hear parts of the third and final section of Messiah. Now, the first two sections had covered prophecies concerning the Messiah, the birth of Jesus, his death, and his ascension and reign in heaven. Oddly enough, there isn't any explicit mention of the resurrection in the first two sections. The closest we come is in the opening number of the third section, an aria for soprano called "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth." Its text is from the 19th chapter of the book of Job. Now, many of our listeners are going to be familiar with Job. It has an interesting premise. God had been boasting to Satan about how blameless and upright his servant Job was, and Satan replied, "Well, that's easy for him, because he has a great life and a lot of worldly success. But if he had to suffer, he would curse you soon enough." Well, God took the bait, and he said to Satan, "Okay, do whatever you want, just don't kill him." So Satan arranged for Job's property to be taken and his children to be killed. He also struck him with painful skin lesions. To make matters worse, Job had three so-called friends who came to nag him, saying, "You must have sinned against God terribly. You have to repent of your sin." Job, though, was steadfast. He knew he hadn't done anything to deserve all his troubles, but he refused to curse God. One of Job's friends was Bildad the Shuhite. You know Bildad, he had the distinction of being the shortest man in the Bible, right? He's Shuhite. In chapter 19, Job responds to Bildad's accusations by saying, "I know that God has afflicted me, but I also know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Toward the end of that aria is a verse from 1 Corinthians, "For now is Christ risen from the dead." That's a really interesting statement, because this whole oratorio is about the Messiah, but incredibly, this is the first time after an hour of music that we actually hear of Jesus Christ mentioned by name. Let's listen to that aria. Thank you.
We're discussing Handel's Messiah and how it proclaims the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. If you love sacred music, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. You can listen anytime, anywhere, absolutely free at lutheranpublicradio.org and on the LPR mobile app. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Easter season. We'll hear more of the resurrection proclaimed in song from Handel's Messiah and discuss it with Dr. Joseph Hurl right after this.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
The LCMS Youth Gathering is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During April, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to the LCMS Youth Gathering. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
The Faith, Once for All, Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you looking for a confessional Lutheran church in Southeast Oakland County, Michigan, just north of Detroit? Ascension of Christ Lutheran has been proclaiming the gospel and administering the sacraments since 1951. Ascension of Christ Lutheran is also a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Join us for the Divine Service every Sunday at 10:15 a.m. in Beverly Hills, Michigan. You can also find us on the internet at ascensionofchrist.org.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are looking at Handel's Messiah, paying particular attention to how it proclaims the resurrection of Jesus Christ on this Easter Tuesday. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. What's next, Dr. Hurl?
Well, we've heard that Christ is risen from the dead, but why? Why was his death and resurrection necessary? That is answered in the next chorus. Since by man came death, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Here it is.
Thank you.
Dr. Hurl, you can hardly fail to notice the contrast there of the themes between Adam and Christ. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Yes. Death is portrayed in a slow, minor mode, and then Christ in a quick, strong passage, also in minor, but it works really well. Here, the minor portrays not sadness, but strength. The text of that, by the way, was from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and that will continue also for the next aria. This aria is for bass. Now, usually in operas and oratorios, we're used to the sopranos and the tenors having all the fun. But here, the bass gets to have fun. It's preceded by a bass recitative. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. It describes what happens when Christ returns. And then the trumpet shall sound, and right away we hear the trumpet with this triadic passage. Bum ba-dum, ba-dum ba-dum, ba-dum ba-dum, announcing the return of Christ. And then the bass singing imitates that melody. What's interesting about this is that it contains several long vocal lines for the bass, and it's a challenge for the bass to get through them. We'll have to see whether the singer can get through all these very long passages without taking a breath or running out of breath. This aria is in three sections. The first section is in a major key. The second one is in a minor key with a text, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption." And then the first section is repeated in a shortened form. Here it is.
But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. And we
Trumpet shall sound, and the angel will be raised. He called
listening to Handel's Messiah on the Resurrection. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. Dr. Hurl, I did notice in that piece a word pronounced somewhat unusually, incorruptible.
Yes, rather than incorruptible. That is one of the minor mysteries of Messiah. By the time he wrote Messiah, Handel had been in England for 3 decades. His English was pretty good. He knew how to pronounce the word. Plus, his librettist was in the habit of looking over Handel's scores before the performance to make sure everything made sense in the text setting. And sometimes Handel changed what he had written. But this one didn't get changed, and the question is why. The best guess, although we're not really sure, is that in the 18th century, the word incorruptible was actually pronounced incorruptible. Now, in today's performances, the word is often changed. The text underlay is often changed so that it fits as incorruptible. But this is an authentic performance. The performers are trying to come as close to Handel's original as possible in terms of both the music itself and the performing forces. And so they have elected to retain Handel's incorruptible.
On this Easter Tuesday, we're talking with Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, about Handel's Messiah and how it proclaims the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We'll hear more from Handel and from Dr. Hurl after the break. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference is coming to Chicago for its one and only 2019 conference. You can meet and hear Ross Douthat, Matt Harrison, Wesley Smith, Aaron Wolf, Hans Feeney, and Will Whedon Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org.
Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, we were approaching a real crisis. But thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Jesus Christ crucified. It's the main point of Christianity. More than that, it's the main point of everything, the event around which all of history turns. It's also the theme of the April issue of The Lutheran Witness. With contributions from Hans Feeney, Cheryl Magnus, and Lutheran Hour speaker Michael Ziegler, this cross-focused issue centers on Christ alone. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Discover a truly Lutheran approach to education. Concordia University Chicago's Center for the Advancement of Lutheran Liberal Arts supports a vibrant, growing community of classical educators. Whether you're a teacher, administrator, parent, or homeschooler, we have the resources and contacts you need to start a child's journey into the Lutheran Liberal Arts. Visit cuchicago.edu/cala. That's C-A-L-L-A.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I'm delighted to be chairman of Preach the Word Project, a project of our Synod to strengthen the preaching of all of us pastors in the Synod. We know how eternally important that is.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Carl Fekencher talking about the new Preach the Word Project.
So we've put together a program of 12 modules that will be coming out this year and over the next 3 years on a variety of preaching topics for pastors to do together with two other pastors, two guys they trust, two guys they feel comfortable with, written materials and very fine video quality materials that are now becoming available.
Preach the Word helps pastors work together to improve their preaching with several resources and by interacting with seminary professors and fellow preachers. Find out more at lcms.org/preachtheword. lcms.org/preachtheword. Preaching is challenging business. We all can use some fresh ideas. lcms.org/preachtheword. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are listening to sections of Handel's Messiah, listening for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Robert Kolb is the author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, called Nicholas von Amsdorff's Champion of Martin Luther's Reformation. And here are some of his concluding thoughts on this man who stood beside Luther and championed his theology even after his death. The common people were always Amsdorff's prime concern, and his perception that they were vulnerable to the wiles of Satan shaped his printed testimony and his contributions to the theological debates after Luther's death. This is what Amsdorff's legacy proved to be, a champion of Luther's theology after Luther was no longer around to champion it. You can read more about it in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Nicholas von Amsdorff, Champion of Martin Luther's Reformation, by Dr. Robert Kolb. It's at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, 1-800-325-3040. Dr. Hurl, what is next from Handel on the resurrection of Christ?
Okay, let's set the scene. This is from Revelation chapter 5, and John sees a vision of God sitting on his throne, and he's holding a scroll, and that scroll is sealed with seven seals. And an angel calls out, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And everybody looks around, and they look in heaven, and they look on earth, and they look under the earth, and they come back and they say, "We haven't found anybody. Nobody is worthy to do it." And they begin to weep. And then somebody notices off to the side, "Look, there's a lamb standing there as though it had been slain. And that lamb is Christ. And he went and took the scroll from God's right hand. And he was worthy." And everybody all around sang a new song, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. And worthy is the Lamb that was slain." We hear that chorus, and then immediately afterwards, we hear a lengthy Amen. And the Amen is in the form of a fugue. This is the form that was used when you wanted to say something really important. And here, Handel uses every contrapuntal device that was in the book. He does a great job. He writes a fugue that is certainly worthy of anything that Johann Sebastian Bach wrote. And we hear, "Amen, amen, let it be so."
Oh, Oh,
Coming up next, if all one knows of Handel's Messiah is the Alleluia chorus, what are you missing out on? We'll get Dr. Joseph Hurl's answer to that question after this. Nadia Bolz Weber calls for a sexual reformation in her latest book, Shameless. How does her reformation compare with the truths rediscovered during the 16th century Reformation? I've written a review of Shameless in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Andrew Abraham details his journey from Catholic priest to Lutheran pastor. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Are you a high school guy or girl interested in theology and thinking about becoming a pastor or deaconess? Christ Academy High School at Concordia Theological Seminary is the thing for you. Spend 2 weeks worshiping and learning like a seminary student while having fun and building lasting friendships. Join us this summer at Christ Academy from June 16th to the 29th. Visit ctsfw.edu/ca for more info.
Sanctifying your daily errands with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Emmanuel Press is a Lutheran-owned business in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in operation since 2004. That's 15 years of publishing liturgical and devotional books, 15 years of collaborating with Lutheran authors, artists, and translators. Thanks to our loyal customers and Issues Etc., we look forward to many more years of confessing and teaching the Christian faith. Visit us online at emmanuelpress.us. EMMANUEL Press.us.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Joseph Hurl of Concordia University, Nebraska is our guest. We're discussing the resurrection in Handel's Messiah. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Attendees of the Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences always appreciate the hymn sing. We do it Saturday afternoon, right after lunch. Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Will Whedon, will be leading this year's hymn sing. The one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference is Friday, June 7th, Saturday, June 8th in Chicago. You'll find a conference schedule and you can register at issuesetc.org or give us a call, 618-223-8385. Making the Case, June 7th and 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Dr. Hurl, if all one is familiar with out of Handel's Messiah is that Alleluia chorus, what are you missing out on?
Oh, my. They miss the whole story of salvation. This is great music, to be sure, but even more, it is great theology. Handel himself realized that because a week before his death, he was so sick, he had to be carried around places. He was carried to a performance of Messiah, and he heard his own composition and these wonderful words from Scripture that assured him that Jesus Christ died and rose again for his sins.
What are your final thoughts on the resurrection as it is brought to us in Handel's Messiah?
It gives us hope. And even more than that, it gives us assurance that death is not the end. Jesus Christ has conquered death, and because of that, he is worthy to receive our thanks and praise and to reign forever and ever. This is the glorious hope and assurance that the Christian has.
Dr. Joseph Hurl is professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Hurl, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus calling Matthew in Mark chapter 2. Everything we sing in Handel's Messiah, that crescendo of praise, he shall reign forever and ever, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The kingdom of this world is now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. It is all rooted in his death and his resurrection. It is because he lives forever that he can reign forever. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Hey Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.